This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Red Rocks Amphitheater plans to increase its emergency preparedness messaging for fans following an intense hailstorm last night. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Fans had less than 10 minutes notice to seek shelter before golf ball-sized hail began pummeling them at the outdoor venue in Morrison. At least 7 people had to go to the hospital due to injuries. Brian Kitts, a spokesman for Red Rocks, says the venue will post more signage about evacuation and shelters from now on.
You know, I think that we can probably help people think about how to get out of the venue faster if they have to go to their cars or if they have to get into, you know, one of the buildings on site.
Kitts says the venue will go on with scheduled shows immediately, weather permitting. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Governor Polis wants more power to pardon people convicted of crimes involving psychedelics. CPR's Megan Verlee says the pardons would involve crimes now legalized with Proposition 122.
In opening remarks to the Psychedelic Science Conference that's happening this week in Denver, Polis said he's proud voters chose to decriminalize psilocybin and some other substances, and he wants the legislature to give him the power to issue mass pardons, similar to what the state has done for past cannabis crimes.
So anybody who has something on their criminal record that is now legal can have that expunged and doesn't hold them back in future employment opportunities.
Yeah. It's unclear how many people would qualify for a pardon. Proposition 122 allows the cultivation, use, and sharing of psilocybin mushrooms and a few other psychedelic drugs, but selling any of those substances remains illegal. I'm Megan.